Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in on this Good Friday, and we're 2 days away from Resurrection Day, 4-4, which is a 4-11, as well as 7 days later comes another real 4-11. And there's a lot going on in the world, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't we start with what you've dug up on what's going on in Ukraine? I think most people are very interested in this stuff because it's this thing looks like it's escalating to a major war.
Well, it does, and I won't read in, you know, the information that I gave, you know, on the submarines and ships that are, you know, attacking the Russian pipeline in the, you know, in that region. But I'll go into some. Hal Turner posted something urgent, covert intel, restricted. I'll go ahead and read it on the show tonight. Very, very interesting, and I'd like your take on it. Says Biden has been told by the Pentagon. They believe the Russians now intend to invade Ukraine and take not only Luhansk and Donetsk, but also the Mariupol port region all the way to the Dnieper River and Odessa, too. And he's also been told by the Pentagon, apparently, that Putin has determined, since the deep state in Washington, D.C. has ejected Trump in a coup, that the deep state has been planning war on Russia anyway, so Russia's now ready to go there.
Wow. Well, we did have a prophecy from someone, I don't remember where it came from, but that World War III would begin in a place nobody would really expect. And it's beginning to look like Ukraine is going to be the launch point for a whole bunch of other prophecies. Gog and Magog war, Ezekiel 38-39, Isaiah 17. We don't know exactly the sequence. And we don't know either whether those are after the taking of the church or whether the church goes through some of that. We just really don't know what's going on. But, yes, I would say I think they miscalculated Putin. I think they thought he was going to withdraw. I don't think so. I think Putin's made up his mind, like you just said. They took out Trump. They did so totally illegally. They're totally lawless. They stole the election in spite of what anybody may think. And, I mean, it's obvious they stole that election. I think Biden knows it, but he doesn't care. And they want war. And out of the ashes of World War III will rise a new world order. In fact, this war may be part of the Great Reset. If you have a world war and America was attacked, I want to get into that because some of this stuff looks like America could be attacked at any time now. You could wake up to horrific nuclear war. Actually, if I was part of Putin's military command post or whatever, I would certainly recommend that they take America out because America is the only defense they might have and also the only defense that Israel might have. And so you would want to neutralize the United States. Now, they could probably neutralize her with not an all-out attack, but, you know, lob a few nuclear matches in our directions. And that would tie us up for quite a while. In fact, do you remember that prophecy where two cities of America were in fact nuked and nobody, and they said they didn't know where they came from? And ultimately they thought it was North Korea that did it?
Yeah, I remember that. And also I read a novel that the same thing happened. And recently, oddly enough, I just read a novel about a nuclear attack that Bobby Ackert just put out called First Strike. And this is what's odd, and it kind of got my attention because there was a nuclear attack, and they tracked the nukes back to North Korea. That's who had fired them. And they struck the United States with nukes. And oddly enough, in that novel, and what's the odds of this, that the North Korean nukes hit the U.S. in October?
Yeah, with your visions of missiles of October. There's something going on now. I've done a lot of research in Strong's and whatnot, and there is no question whatever that the Lord has encoded prophecy within the wordings or the numbers in Strong's. Now, I'm not sure about all of the numbers, but there are certain key ones that definitely are of the Lord. And I posted or attempted to post, this is kind of funny, the headline, I had to change the headline, and it still hasn't been able to post, but originally it was Putin's horrific secret code, basically to destroy the United States. And a friend of mine posts those on Before It's News. He couldn't get it posted at all. They wouldn't allow it. Still down. But part of that is I want to read from Luke 21:35-36. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Now, a snare is a trap, and it's unseen, and also unexpected, catching its prayer, or prey rather, that is unaware that there's anything there. And then suddenly, it's caught in this trap. Now, that ties in almost directly with 1 Thessalonians 5:2-4. For yourselves know perfectly that in the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, when they say peace and safety, which means peace and security, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. That day should overtake you as a thief. Now, a thief always strikes when you don't expect him. He doesn't make an announcement. I'm going to come rob you tonight. I'll be there at 11 o'clock. You'd be prepared to fight him off. So he comes at a time when you least expect it. And Jesus said, I'm coming at a time when you least expect it. And it comes out of the blue. And the attack upon America literally comes out of the blue. And I think I mentioned this before, but maybe good to repeat it. Isaiah 14:26-27. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. This is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? So the surprise attack upon America is done when it's least expected. We have no clue that an attack is actually coming. And we can get into some of this stuff, because Putin sent a message to the United States with the three submarines surfacing up there in the polar regions and the three missiles that he rolled out, ICBMs, and they've got either 6 to 10 nuclear warheads within each missile. And if you read your Bible carefully, folks, it says that the telemetry of these missiles is absolutely perfect. None return in vain. They all hit their mark. Hopefully we can maybe get into some of that tonight. It's very, very dangerous. We are on the eve of trouble. And the more I've researched this, the more I am convinced that we have never had a high rapture watch for the church or a high watch for big time trouble coming to the United States. And Deep State said, you're either going to come into the New World Order peacefully, or we're going to force you into the New World Order, which means war. So I wouldn't be surprised at all, Larry, would you, if we had a major false flag either on Passover or 4/11 the following week or sometime during that whole thing of May? It just seems that we're headed into something here. What do you think?
Well, it does, actually. And what's interesting, too, is how almost nothing is being reported by mainstream media in the entire country, in America, almost zero. You know, you and I have been reporting on the data on this, the Ukraine situation. I know we've been going 4 weeks or over a month reporting this stuff, and everybody looks at us like I think we're kind of crazy, because when they turn on CNN or they turn on MSNBC or even turn on Fox, there's nothing there. And I saw a couple of reports today, though, that are really interesting. I know Hal Turner had a personal issue with a family member, and he was out of pocket today, so he hadn't posted today. And but I found two other things I wanted to share real quick, and they're the latest as far as I know. I was watching America's Voice News this morning on Steve Bannon's show, and they reported that they were getting information that General Milley, and we all know who that is, and I'd like to put right here that I'm very disappointed in General Milley. I thought he was a real man's man and a patriot, but apparently I've been proved otherwise, and Trump knows that now too. But with that being said, they were reporting that General Milley was talking and in conversations or contact with a Russian military leader and trying to really lower the tensions on the Ukraine situation. Now, we're all familiar with the fact that Putin literally, and according to his own words, you know, he knows that Trump was taken out in a coup, that it was absolutely a coup, and he knows that basically we're back to the, you know, the timeline where he would have been attacked. And oddly enough, I was on a show with Augusto today, and he laid out very clearly that it appears that Donald Trump, the 4 years he was in office, had his foot in the door to not have war with Russia, that he blocked the deep state's war with Russia from coming to fruit. And he blocked it every day for 365 days, four times, actually. And what's interesting is Augusto said that that was a timeline we could have gone forward on, but pretty much the people of America wasn't interested in that new timeline. So they've allowed the deep state to really go back to the other timeline that really picked up where Hillary Clinton should have been president. And now we have Biden. And so we're in the old timeline now where we go to war with Russia. So it's going to be interesting to see whether the Lord allows it, he said. But here's the two informations that I wanted to put out is, number one, that Milley apparently is talking to a Russian, probably another Russian general, but Putin won't talk to Biden or his administration. He don't believe they're legit, and he's not talking to them. He's also cut off all contact with NATO, and you and I reported that.
Yep.
But interestingly, too, is apparently I did see earlier on America's Voice News that apparently Biden made a phone call today to the Ukrainian leader and assured him that he was that the U.S. and NATO were supporting his group there in Ukraine and what they're doing. And then suddenly it came out a couple hours later on Yahoo News. Listen to this, because if this is true, then apparently Biden may have promised NATO troops to be deployed to Ukraine to fight the Russians. I don't really know that, but here's the response that came out of Russia. It says, and this was just within the last hour or so, says Kremlin warns NATO troop deployment to Ukraine would immediately give rise to regional tensions as the U.S. decries recent Russian escalations in the region. So this thing is just building almost by the day.
Yeah, it's been escalating now for quite some time. Maybe this is the same headline you're working from. Russia warns NATO against sending any troops to Ukraine as frightening escalation looms. This is from Reuters, and it says Kremlin spokesman told reporters on Friday situation at the contact lines in eastern Ukraine between your Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatist forces was quite frightening, and that multiple provocations were taking place there. And we find out later they're lobbing all kinds of mortars and, I guess, machine gun fire. And they're keeping it quiet, though, so you don't really know how bad this thing really is. And so who knows what's really going on over there? And that could explode, folks, overnight. Putin is known for, how do I say, military surprises. So don't be surprised if something big time actually does occur right here in the immediate future. The more I have studied this timeline, and we're coming up on this 1290th day, which happens to be Resurrection Sunday, and then we go into the 35th day, May 20th, and it's interesting that May 23rd is Pentecost, and a lot of folks think that possibly the rapture should occur or would occur on a Pentecost. But Jesus says, I'm coming at a time you think not. Now, Larry, I don't know how you interpret that kind of a remark, but I would interpret it as meaning I'm coming quicker than you think I am. What do you think?
Well, the Bible clearly says that he's going to come back early. That and oddly enough, he says, I'll come back at a time you think not. Well, probably at the moment, you know, half the world thinks they're going to go in a rapture and have for the last, what, 40 years?
40 years. Yeah, it's been a long time. And so they're beginning to poo-poo it, which is another sign that something is off. We've had some signs, though, that are kind of odd. One of them really was this ship, this big, huge container vessel that got stuck in the Suez Canal. And it was there for 6 days. And on the seventh day began its journey. Now, some folks have compared that. I didn't really think about it. To Noah's Ark, because they're about the same size as Noah's Ark was. It became unstuck on 3/29 is what I meant to say, the same day that those red sneakers, those red satanic sneakers were brought out for the world to see and released. On a 3/29. And those are messages. Now, I think it was Steve on the radio program we had. He said something about this. You know, what was interesting about this Evergreen ship, they could not dislodge it. They were trying and trying and trying, couldn't do it. God is the one who dislodged it by a supermoon and a high tide because of the supermoon, all of which are controlled by the Lord. So the Lord dislodged it. So does that say there's not going to be any more delay? We've had the delays. Nobody has repented. The world is getting deeper and deeper into the occult and Satanism. And so I'm not going to delay this anymore. So judgment is probably very, very close at hand. And I don't know. And somebody wrote me a note and said, on that container ship caught in the canal, people imprisoned and dying on that large barge, perhaps a mirror image of Noah's Ark, the Ark taking people and animals to safety. I thought, well, you know, it's a sign. Now, I decided to look up because it was there and stuck for 6 days. I went into Strong's Concordance and just looked up number 6. I had no idea what it was. Guess what it is? To perish, to be annihilated, broken, destroy. Destroyed, obliterate. Well, isn't that exactly what the destruction of Babylon is all about, folks? People are sound asleep. They're mocking all this. They think it's nuts. And I got news for you. I don't think it is nuts. We know that there is a rapture. The only argument is where is it? In relationship to the 70th week of Daniel. And there are those who claim we're already in the 70th week of Daniel. I don't think so, because I haven't seen two witnesses arrive. And these two witnesses witness to the whole world for 1,260 days. Then they're killed, they lay in the streets for 3 days, and then they're resurrected, a mimic of the Lord, of course, being resurrected April 4th or Sunday. So it's kind of interesting. And you may remember that the number 329 was the first nuclear missile that they rolled out in that Russian video. So I decided, well, I'll look up number 329 in Strong's and find out what that means. Guess what it means? To kindle afresh, to stir up a fire, to fan the flames of. Now, that's not coincidental. Not coincidental at all. And now we have a guy by the name of Noah, a capital shooter. Didn't we just have a Noah's Ark type, anyway, unstuck by a supermoon and a tide? And that, by the way, is 7 days before 4-4, first fruits, barley harvest. I don't know, Larry, things are looking suspicious.
Well, they are, Olga, Stuart, and, you know, what's interesting, you know, just a few minutes ago you was talking about the condition, no repentance, no, really no anything, and oddly enough, you know, on Parler, or actually Cloud Hub, I follow Dean Cain. You know, I like Dean Cain because he's a good actor. He acts in a lot of those Christian movies. He's always under attack because of doing them, him and Kevin Sorbo both. And he also is a cop, you know, part-time cop, which a lot of people mm-hmm. didn't know that. But anyway, he was on America's Voice News in about a half-hour interview a couple of days ago, and he said something that really caught my ear. When they were asking him, what did he think about not only Hollywood, but about America as a whole and where we were? And he said, oh, I already know. He said, the people need to wake up. He said, America has descended into madness. Now, that's a quote. America has descended into madness. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we have. Just as Bible prophecy more or less indicated we would. Here's another headline. It's kind of interesting in view of a possible attack upon the United States. Now, folks, remember, this comes out of the blue. There is no warning at all whatsoever about this attack, any more than there's any warning about the rapture of the bride. It just comes out of the blue at a time nobody expects it. Joe Biden is going to get us all killed, goes the headline. Prepare for World War III and nuclear annihilation, with America sent back to the dark ages if Biden and the Democrats get their way. Well, they've already got their way. Get ready for a surprise nuclear attack upon America, a bolt from the blue. Now, isn't it fascinating? You know, maybe this is just synchronicity. But when you see this kind of a headline, after all the stuff I've been studying about an attack, absolute attack upon the United States, that absolutely comes at a time when nobody expects. I don't know if it's North Korea. The indication is it's the former Soviet Union, or Russia leads it up. And they don't give us any warning. It's just here, bang. You wake up and America's been basically destroyed. I think there are some clues about when that's going to happen, but that's probably in the first half of the tribulation period, would be my guess. And, you know, both Obama and Putin said World War III is coming. It's inevitable. It cannot be stopped. So it's as though they know that this is all being run by an unseen hand, and that the Lord is simply maneuvering the nations of the world into position for Daniel's 70th week to begin. And here's another headline. Russia warns it will take extra measures to ensure its security if NATO sends forces to Ukraine. Well, I thought we were already in that area now, weren't we? I thought I read stuff where we had our ships already in the Black Sea, and that we're giving equipment to Ukraine.
Yeah, actually, Stuart, we reported on that already. And that was a couple of weeks ago, actually, and it's odd that nothing gets out. But by the way, you know, there's also NATO commanders that are running the show basically out of Kyiv. And oddly enough, the latest report was that Russia now has one of their military groups in Belarus, only 20 miles from the Ukrainian border. And there are rumors that Russia may move quickly and actually literally cut Ukraine in half, surround Kyiv, and take their capital even.
Well, I guess if you want to decapitate a nation, that's the first thing you do, is take out their capital where all the people are. And that creates, of course, tremendous confusion. Now, like in America, we do have, what do they call that, the lone survivor. But if they know where the lone survivor is, they can take him out too. Another headline, Ukrainian troops are being fired upon by grenade launchers, machine guns, as more Russian forces race towards the border. Now, again, this is behind the lines because this has been going on for, the last 4 or 5 days we've heard about all this.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, this has been building for over a month, for over 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, I had somebody email me the other day that read my blog and the nuclear threat that I had posted with the submarines. And they said,
yes.
You can't be right that nobody on this planet would be stupid enough to use a nuke. And I thought, are you naive?
Yeah. The Bible clearly says it's nukes. It may also be an asteroid impact as well. The Lord may bring something we don't even, we could not conceive of. He's, the Lord's very, very clever, and he hides things, and people just don't want to take the time to search it out. And they can't believe when you tell them how the Lord hid something. Well, getting off that, I got a plasma strikes in Antarctica. Mars quakes. Mars has had several major quakes up there. here's another one. Connect the dots. The signs are all over. Expect strong and dangerous quakes around the world. Be prepared. Now, this is interesting. I have started posting strange iridescent clouds, the article says, appearing around the world about 2 days ago. Isn't that interesting? Now, other sky anomalies are now appearing all over the globe as well. And oarfish even breached in northern Mexico. Now, you just have to connect the dots and get prepared for the next big quakes to come. And he's got these pictures of these iridescent clouds. Well, when you see a rainbow-type cloud, and it has nothing to do with the sun, the first thing you want to suspect is that array up there in Alaska that they use to pound the stratosphere. And it radiates outward.
HARP.
And it, say again?
HARP.
Or they say HARP is not operative anymore, so I don't know what the new name for this stuff is, but yes, for all practical purposes, we could call it HARP. It does produce rainbow colors in clouds, and that's been reported by flight crews and everything else. However, that's probably a frequency change, and now these things are appearing all around the world. And why would that happen? folks, something's coming. It's coming rapidly, very fast, and nobody's aware of it, or I should say very few people are aware of it. And we got this headline off from Holly Dale and Stan's site, prophecies of 3 days of darkness to begin on Sunday. They posted a video. I haven't had time to see the video. But remember the prophecies of 3 days of darkness, Larry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I guess there's a number of them. Is it possible that they would begin on Sunday, which is Resurrection Day? Perhaps this could also be a plasma event, because remember the Lord said, when I return, it's going to be as lightning. And lightning, it's a worldwide event when the rapture of the church takes place. A lot of arguments. Some say there is no rapture. Some say, well, the rapture is not until the midpoint of the tribulation. Some say it's before the tribulation. Some say it's in the tribulation partway. The Lord knows. And there's no point in getting into arguments over it, because nobody's leaving until he comes back to get them. But anyway, the 3 days of darkness, a large body passes between us and the sun, creating a total blockage of light. Now, the prophecies of this 3 days of darkness, I don't know if you folks have ever been in a dark room, but as a photographer, I did work in a dark room. There is no light in a dark room if it's properly made. No light at all. All light is shut off. You can feel the light. You can feel the oppression of it. And this is what this is going to be like, according to the prophecies. Also, they say that this is going to cause the demons and the evil ones to pop out. And during these days of darkness, you might be hearing a relative or something a voice of a relative or a child begging you to open the door and let them in. Do not do that. In fact, they say stay away from all windows and everything and be ready for 3 days of total and complete darkness. Now, I know a lot of people poo-poo that, but what would happen if that actually occurred? So we got a super body between, you know, maybe the Nibiru or one of its offspring come through between us and the sun. That's one area that it might be. It could be a totally supernatural event that God does, or the sun might blink out. Stan said that there was a possibility the sun could just simply go dark as it changes fuel. We don't know exactly how all that's going to work. Larry, have you heard any more? Here's another. I'm getting off that subject. U.S. report reaffirmed Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So at least Biden so far has said, yeah, for that. How about this second temple and the high priest vetted for access? We talked about that with Steve. Have you heard any more about a possibility that they're going to do an actual sacrifice on Mount of Olives or on the Temple Mount?
Not at this point. However, with the recent election and no winner, no apparent winner, I'll put it that way, no winner that could form a government, Netanyahu is extremely weakened and needs support. And from what I read this morning on, I believe it was on Israel 365 News, who follows that kind of stuff, they are saying that the group that's involved with the temple and all of this stuff, that they've offered to support Netanyahu. And if by chance he can form a government with their support, he'll owe them a favor.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting. But it may go to next year. This all could be a year warning, like Noah was given a year's warning. And this could be a year's warning. So it'll be next year sometime. However, the borders, people are just flooding across the borders. Now, Jeremiah, the prophet, told us that God was going to open the borders of America, Babylon, for a fifth column military operation to come into America. And then they would join forces with those already here and then bring America down. You hear about this going across the border. The latest is horrible. And they say there's another whole group coming up from Honduras. What's that about? Have you read anything on that?
I hadn't read it, but I've seen it on America's Voice. They're putting, and I hate it because everybody can't watch it that listens to our program. You can see it on Dish Channel 219, or you can stream it, I suppose. You can get an app for it, and you can also go to the Internet. But it's incredible what they're putting on there. They're showing a lot of this border stuff. Even Fox won't allow, you know, they just won't show it. But apparently it's just totally out of control. They're coming across by the hundreds. They're showing new caravans that have anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 already coming up. And there's not going to be any resistance unless something happens. And oddly enough, I saw some woman from Del Rio, Texas, that was claiming that the powers that be were forcing them to mandate that people not even defend their own homes or their families, that if these people come and you know, break into your home or come into your proximity, flee these people. Don't try to fight them off. And it's an invasion, Stuart. I don't care any way you want to call it. If Red Elk was alive today, he would say this is probably part of the invasion I saw.
Yes. Yeah, no question about it. Here's a headline that says 1,000 people per day are sneaking into the U.S. without even being ID'd or taken into custody because border agents are swamped attending to migrant families and unaccompanied children while also trying to stop soaring numbers of male adults Why would we have young male adults, folks, wake up? That's military, fifth column. This is the final surge. They've been coming across the border for a long, long time. Many, many years ago, we got a call from a nun that was working halfway house down by the border. And some of the people that were coming in at that time were showing her maps of where they were going to go take up residence. But when the call was made, they would rise up. And you might remember that Isaiah said, mischief will be formed in our cities. He'll kindle a fire in our cities. Well, we've already seen a small taste of that, but it's only a small taste of that. We're in a lot of trouble, and I think the Lord has decided to stop all delays. I guess Larry and I can't speak for you, Larry, but I think we would have both said, why are we having any delays? It's not leading anywhere. People aren't repenting. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And the anti-Christian culture is rising up so very rapidly. And here's another thing that's going on. Federal court gives Denver police, and this is going to go nationwide, you can count on it, the green light to intimidate, threaten, and retaliate against individuals who record police brutality, police misconduct. Now, this is a court. We cannot, evidently, any longer record police brutality. What do you think of that, Larry? I mean, back in those days, of course, there wasn't so much brutality as there is now.
Well, I can remember a number of years ago when I was literally shocked when I heard that they basically had legalized police lying to people. You could lie to anybody. It didn't even matter. And, well, we've gone a long way from that to where we're at today. And I say again, you know, I've been saying this, that I do believe, and because I watched Trump really carefully since he got out of office, I followed him really, really close. For every little thing he said, for every little thing he's done, and this is just my perception, okay? But it appears to me that Trump has given up on America. He doesn't appear to be doing anything or expecting anything to ever change anything. He's putting out little sound bites, and it's like somebody making smoke signals, if you want to, you know, put it that way.
Yeah,
I really
right.
do believe that without an absolute intervention from the Lord himself, we're going to be down to basically a civil war, and it'll depend on what state you're living in and on what kind of hell you're going to go through, unless you're gone, of course.
Well, hopefully. The Lord said he was coming back, and he was going to remove his people from the dangers to come. And a lot of people tried to tie that in, well, we've got to go through Daniel and 11 or Daniel 8. We've got to go through Ezekiel 38 and 39. All that stuff has to happen before. And that's not true. That's absolutely untrue. That's not what the Bible says at all. I'm working on a blog right now about 4:11, sudden destruction and the indignation. It is fascinating how all of this is coming about. The 4:11, of course, we had the two comets, right? Passing over Elgol, the star Elgol, which is Satan's head, April 11th, first one in 1996, second in 1997. Clearly, the Lord was spelling something out. We have never had two spectacular comets like Hyakutake and Hale Bopp ever, and the whole world was in awe at what you could see. I remember it very well. You could even see it moving very slowly, and the tails wavering. Yeah, it was an incredible, incredible sight to see. So the Lord was pointing something out, and he was using the numbers 4 and 11. Well, it's interesting that 4 means the world. If you look it up in the Bible, that's what 4 means, the creation, the world. The number 11 means judgment and disorder. So obviously, from just those two numbers, the Lord was telling us that judgment and disorder, what do we got? We're under judgment, folks. We're under judgment. And we, what do we got? Disintegration, disorder, disorientation, chaos. Basically, the world over. It's just incredible of what's going on. And 4-4, of course, 4 is 7 days prior to this 4-11. And today, this year anyway, is First Fruits, Resurrection Day. And the years those comets, one was 25 years ago, the other is 24 years ago. And if you look those numbers up, it's very, very interesting how that all works. At 411, if you just look it up in the Strong's and just go in there and look, it says inexpressible, indescribable. That cannot be thoroughly related. It is inexpressible. Beyond words, in other words. Well, the love of God, the gift of God, the Bible, all of that is beyond words. It's just that people have rejected it all. They don't believe any of it. So, but here's what it says. Remember, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. That day come upon you unawares. Well, it's kind of interesting what the word unawares means. Unexpected, suddenly, totally without any apparent signs at all. In other words, as that fellow that wrote the article about a nuclear attack upon America, out of the blue. And the other word that's kind of interesting is he said, watch. And there's another place where he said, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. So you look up the word watch, and it means be sleepless, keep awake, watch. In other words, be paying attention. Don't be in a comatose state like the world is. And then the word snare means a trap, trick. A stratagem. In other words, the Lord is using strategy to fool everyone that's not paying attention to what's going on all around them. And this is what Jesus said in Revelation 3, 9-11. This is kind of 9 through 11. Actually, 10 through 11 is what I want. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now, the word patience is very interesting because it means cheerful, hopeful, endurance, constancy, enduring, continuance, waiting patiently. Temptation, a putting to proof by experiment, experience of evil, solicitation, discipline or provocation, adversity. We're going into an hour of temptation. I believe it's the first half of Daniel's 70th week is actually the hour of temptation. And because we have not had the two witnesses and the arrival, I just don't believe we're quite there yet. But we're getting awful close to that. And the word escape is very, very... Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I didn't want to run out of time here. We got about 10 minutes, but I may not get over to it. I'm trying on my phone, happening now on Hal Turner's site. Heavy artillery fire is hitting Luhansk. That means they've done it, started a major attack. If you can click over there, see if you can read that article.
Okay, wait just a minute.
It's brand new, and it may not be hidden.
Okay.
I can't seem to get over to it like I want to.
Happening now. Heavy artillery. Yep. Let's see if I can bring up an article on it. This is a flash traffic breaking news. Heavy artillery fire from Ukrainian army raining down on, what do they call that? How do you pronounce that?
Luhansk.
Ukraine,
yeah.
As the army attempts to conquer the breakaway state. So they've actually invaded. They're going to take over or try to take over. This is going to mushroom, folks. This is going to mushroom. Numerous civilian buildings have been hit. Numerous civilians have now been injured, or numerous, not millions. Numerous civilians have been injured or killed. Then he says huge explosions in the area of the capital school used by the Ukrainian military. Forces or lines are being stuck, I guess, and we know that they closed that bridge that goes to Crimea. Having fighting in the Donbass region. Update 335, reports of the heaviest exchanges of bombing in eastern Ukraine on the border with Russia with the use of heavy weapons and rocket launchers. Folks, this thing can explode overnight. And here we are coming up on the 290th day since the star sign. I don't think the Lord would put a sign like that in the heavens or do those comets and do all the other things he's done. He's telling you the time is now. We're at the edge of the end of the church age. Church age has to have a closing time. It has to have a closing date. So here we go. Jesus said, pray always that you will escape. Well, the word escape means to flee out, to escape, to flee. Now, if you go into the root words that it points to, from out of a place, of a time, to come out, among, up, and to run away, to vanish, another part of the word, to vanish, to escape, flee. That is the rapture of the church. They vanish. Even Cliff High and his bots found the word of vanishing. He didn't know when it was. He said, at the time he saw it, he said, I think this seems to look like the rapture of the church. Well, he's not a Christian, so he kind of poo-pooed all that. But here's what Paul said. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Isn't it interesting that we had a president named Trump? Are we at the last of Trump? Who knows? Who knows? Kind of interesting, though. In the twinkling of an eye, that's instantly, like a lightning strike. So there you go. People can poo-poo it all they want. I think we're in for some big, big surprises that are coming up, either this year or as a warning for 2022. I don't know. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think
notice.
Yeah, we probably need to watch this situation really, really close if we can. But I was going to tell you about something that's going to be interesting, and it's odd because, you know, when you think of Steve Bannon, you think of politics. I mean, pretty much.
Yes.
But his show is really incredible. And listen to this now. I'd like your opinion on it and the timing of it. This is Steve Bannon on America's Voice News on his War Room, warroom.org, Saturday. Well, that's tomorrow. April the 3rd, 2021, television special, 2 hours with Steve Bannon. Listen to this, Stuart. Here's what the title is of it. Descent into Hell, Transhumanism and the New Human Race. What about that?
Yep. See, the Lord's going to rescue people out of all this. Either he hides them away or he takes them out, one or the other. And I believe that those that are left behind are called the tribulation saints. They are not called Christians, if you really study it out. Yes, they die in the name of Christ, but they're never called part of the church. The church is already gone. And it's just scary stuff, really. For when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh upon them. Well, you know what's interesting? I went over to the United Nations. And the United Nations even has a book called The United Nations Peace and Security. The United Nations have been saying peace and security for I don't know how long. And here we are. I mean, that part has been fulfilled. So the only argument is where does the rapture take place? There are those who claim there is no rapture, but they're in denial of what the Lord clearly says. He says, at my Father's house are many mansions, and I'm going to go and prepare them for you, and then I'm coming back so that you can be with me. Well, that is a rapture, whether people like it or not. They're in total denial of what Jesus Christ said. Well, there's no rapture. Well, yeah, there is. Or you're calling Jesus Christ a liar. I wouldn't be doing that. You can argue over certain, I guess, interpretations, but I don't know how you misinterpret that. I go, I'm preparing a place for you in my Father's house, and I'm coming back to get you, and I'm going to take you back to my Father's house. I don't know how you misinterpret that one. But anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we leave?
Well, this is really interesting, too. This is, and I ordered this book, by the way. Amazon has it. It's called A Voice in the Wilderness. They were advertising on Steve Bannon's show. He had a guest, Brian McCall, and he talked about an Archbishop Carlo Maria Vergano that had written some papers, and he's combined all those papers into a book called A Voice in the Wilderness. And listen to the four titles, because this priest who was part of the ambassadorship group of the Vatican, and he backed out, kind of like that other priest, you know, that left the order. And he wrote these papers, and listen to who he says the four forces of that are going to get together in the last days to come against mankind. He says, number one, the CCP, in other words, the Communist Chinese Party. Number two, Biden. Number four, the Pope. Number four, an invisible enemy, and we know who's behind that. So what do you think?
Yeah, right on. Right on. Some of these guys have really put their heart into it, and we're finding out more and more and more as we go into this thing. But folks, it's right here. It's here now. And the spirit rising up, the Antichrist spirit rising up is everywhere, even in the highest levels of government. And very soon, the church, I believe, now I'm just a not necessarily pre-trib, but at-trib rapture believer, and I've studied it. That's my conclusion. I don't know if it's right or not, but I do believe that the Lord fully intends to remove the church before he takes up his arguments with Israel and the time of Jacob's trouble in Daniel's 70th week. That's all about Israel. It's all about Israel. It has nothing to do with church whatever. Yes, we are grafted in, but we're a different entity altogether. And we just have to wait and see. Like I said before, the Lord knows when he's coming back. As soon as the Father says, I'm ready, or your house is ready, he's coming in an instant. And the great instant could be any time now, in spite of all the denials to the other. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Heads up, remember, Sunday is 4-4, 44, and that brings us to Obama as well.
Anyway, take care. Good night.